Because towards the end of Megillah Esther, by Shlach Tzfarim al Kol HaYehudim, he sent, Mordechai sent Tzfarim al Kol HaYehudim, al Sheva V'Eshrim Umeya Medina, to 170 Medinos, Ma'achus Achashverosh, Divrei Shalom V'Emes. The Gemara in Megillah on Tes Zayin on the day, which is today's Daf Yomi, that's why I decided to speak about this, comments on this phrase, Divrei Shalom V'Emes, Amar Rabbi Tanchum, V'Amri Lo Amar Rav Asi, Mulameid, this teaches us, Divrei Shalom V'Emes, Shetricha Sirtut Kamita Shal Torah, that the Megillah has to have Sirtut Kamita Shal Torah. If you have a look in the Mezuzah, in the Sefer Torah, you'll see there are lines like scratched in, that the sofa can write on a straight line. That's called Sirtut. And this drasha tells you that the Megillah also requires Sirtut Kamita Shal Torah. Rashi says there on the spot, Kamita Shal Torah. What is Kamita Shal Torah? Ki Sefer Torah Atzmo. That the actual Sefer Torah, which requires Sirtut Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. As the Megillah needs Sirtut like a Sefer Torah. Rabbeinu Tam, in Tosfos and Gideon and Davav and in Menachos, argues and says that's not so. Sefer Torah does not require Sirtut. And therefore, it cannot mean like a Sefer Torah, because the Sefer Torah does not require Sirtut. Rather, the intention is like a mezuzah. The Megillah Esther needs Sirtut like a mezuzah, which the mezuzah needs Sirtut Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. And why is the mezuzah called Amita Shel Torah? According to Rashi, Amita Shel Torah is Torah, Torah Zemes. But why is the mezuzah called Kamita Shel Torah, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes? Because, says Rabbeinu Tam, the mezuzah has Yichud Malchus Shemayim, the partial to Kriya Shema, the uniqueness of Malchus Shemayim, and Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. So the Megillah requires Sirtut, Kamita Shel Torah. According to Rashi, it means like a Sefer Torah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it means like a mezuzah. The hesed of all this on a technical halachic level is as follows. The Gemara says in Menachos, Alamed Days on the Days. The Hilchasa, the halacha is tefillin. Tefillin lo baya sutra. Tefillin do not require sutra. Tefillin, mezuzah does require sutra. If you look at the whole sugya there, you will see that the fact that tefillin does not require sutra is an agreed fact. However, mezuzah, whether it requires sutra or not, is a machlokas. And the Gemara's conclusion, it does require, it requires it, halacha l'moshe mitzinai. So basically, the conclusion of the Gemara is, tefillin does not require sirtut, mezuzah does. There's a major machlokas we've shown him here. According to Rashi, that's the Rashi we had in Megillah, there's also the sheet of the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, in Perek Aleph, there's also the sheet of the Ramban, Rashi, Rambam, Ramban, all Divrei Torah requires sirtut. Divrei Torah requires sirtut, all of them. The only exception is tefillin. Everything requires tefillin except for tefillin. Why is tefillin different? Says the Rambam here in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, there's neisha tefillin mechupim, because tefillin are covered and you cannot read them. That's why tefillin do not require tefillin. Explains the Ramban in Gittin. Ramban says the purpose of the tefillin that the line should be straight, and it's the point the line to be straight in order that you be able to read quickly. The lines are crooked, you cannot read quickly, and that's why you have to have sirtut that the lines be straight. However, tefillin are covered, and therefore we don't read them, and therefore you don't need sirtut in tefillin. That's why tefillin is the exception, does not require sirtut. Question is, but a mezuzah is also covered, so A, that's why you need the halacha on there should be seen, I that it requires. But why? So if you look in the Ketef Mishnah there, he has two possibilities there. Why tefillin don't require sirtut? You don't read it, it's covered. And why yet mezuzah does require sirtut? Reason number one is that tefillin are hard to open. They're sewn together. In mezuzah case, it's not that hard to open, and it's more easily accessible. That's reason number one. Reason number two, he quotes, the Ketef Mishnah quotes from the Ran, that the halacha is you have to check the mezuzah once or twice every 7 years. Tefillin were known to check, but Ikar HaDin, you have to check them really if you wear them all the time. And therefore, tefillin are read much, much less. They don't have to be checked, unlike a mezuzah. Those are the two reasons in the Ketef Mishnah. Again, that either the mezuzah is easier to open or it has to be checked. So the Beit Yosef Zecharon Levrach had another point that tefillin al-pi halacha have to be covered. They have to be sewed closed. Mitzad hilchos mezuzah. There's no reason you can't put an open mezuzah parchment on the door. Mitzad covered in the mezuzah shouldn't get ruined. We roll it up. But mitzad ikra halacha, it doesn't have to be covered. So the tefillin is only in tefillin where it must be covered by its actual structure, the way it's made. Anyway, that is the shita of Rashi, the Rambam, the Ramban. Sirtut and Shalayim should be straight. Everything requires sirtut except the tefillin, which are covered. Rabbi Natan argues, and Rabbi Natan says as follows. There are two types of sirtut. There's sirtut in the margins, top, bottom, and side, and that is required by everybody. Even tefillin. He's machmir on this point, even tefillin needs sirtut in the margins. But then you have the sirtut on every last line, that is only by mezuzah, not by Sefer Torah, not by tefillin, only by mezuzah, and this you have to have by a Megillah. Megillah and mezuzah require sirtut in every line. So it comes out that the halacha is sirtut in a Megillah has to be on every line. According to most Rishonim, the Ramban, and Rashi, that's the halacha of all Kisvei HaKodesh, all Torah Shebichsav, with the exception of tefillin. And it's halacha in Divrei Torah, and Divrei Shalom Ve'emes means Kisefer Torah Atzma, like Divrei Torah itself. According to Rabbi Natan, the only thing besides a Megillah that needs sirtut on every line is a mezuzah. Nothing else. Therefore, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, a Megillah requires sirtut. Kamita Shal Torah means like a mezuzah, which has in it Yichud Machus Shomayim. That is the Hezbollah in its Machlokas on a technical halacha club. Question is, what does the Megillah have to do with Sefer Torah Asma according to Rashi? What does it have to do with the mezuzah according to the Rabbeinu Tam? And what exactly is Amito Shel Torah? You have a similar connection between Megillah, Purim, and Divrei Torah in regarding the halachas of Simcha. Gemara says in Sachem on Samach Chesamid Bey, how are you supposed to celebrate a normal Yontif? Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. How are you supposed to celebrate? One pasuk says, Atzeres Hashem Elokecha. It says in Devarim Perek Tezayin, Atzeres Hashem Elokecha. Yontif is for Hashem. Pasuk says in Bamidbar Chavtes, Atzeres Tiyeh Lochem. You're supposed to celebrate Yontif for yourself. So there's a machlokes here between the Tanaim, between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Elazar says there are two ways to celebrate Yom Tov. Either Kulo Hashem, either you daven and learn all day, or Kulo Lachem, or you party all day. Either there are two options. Or Kulo Hashem, or Kulo Lachem. Even though Rabbi Elazar says there are two ways of celebrating Simchas Yom Tov, you learn the second parak of Beitza, he told his own Talmidim that their preferred way was to learn all day. He was saying the Shir, and one group walked out to go eat. And then another group walked out, finally there were very few left, he says, they're lo b'seder. Those are not the good students. The true students are you. That's Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, there's only one way. Chetzi al Hashem, the chetzi al Hashem, part of the day, and that's how we paskin. It's supposed to be celebrated the Yantav. You go to shul, you dive, and you learn. And part of the day of Yantav, you're supposed to have Simchas Yantav and enjoy the meal. The Shachar Sari points out, the machlokas here is how you become the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav. There's a mitzvah of samachti b'chagecha to be happy on Yantav. You can be happy physically, basar, yayin, or you can be happy spiritually. Rabbi Elazar says you have either can celebrate Simcha the spiritual way or the physical way. Rabbi Yeshua says you're supposed to celebrate both. Both spiritually and physically. Now, the Gemara says there are 4 days a year that even Rabbi Elazar concurs you have to have lochem. There are 4 days a year Rabbi Elazar holds you have to have lochem. They are, one, Om Rabbi Elazar, Hakom Odin Ba'atzeres. Everybody agrees that on Shavuos, you have to have Lochem. Why on Shavuos do you have to have Lochem? Yom Shenitna Ba'atorah. The day of Matan Torah, you have to have Lochem. So what? So Rashi says to show that we're happy we got the Torah. We're not upset, it's Mekubal, enough, we got the Torah, therefore you have to have a party according to everybody on Shavuos, even according to Rabbi Elazar. That's Rashi's explanation. The Beis Halevi explained there was an argument according to the Medrash who should get the Torah. The Malachim wanted the Torah and Moshe wanted the Jews to get the Torah. Finally, Moshe won the argument by saying, look in the Torah, you're supposed to eat matzah, you're supposed to do all kinds of things Malachim can't do. They can't eat, they can't drink, the things they physically can't do. So we won the Torah, we got the Torah based on this argument. So the Beis HaRevi says, Dafka and Shavuos, we got the Torah because of this argument, we have to celebrate Yontov in a simcha, in a way that Malachim cannot do. Whatever it is on Shavuos, either it's Yom HaTan Torah, you have to have a Chelek Lachem. Then the Gemara says, on Shabbos you have to have a Chelek Lachem. Rabbi says, Karas al Shabbos only. The Gemara later on says, on Erev Yom Kippur, as a preparation for the fast, Erev Yom Kippur is the Yontov, you also have to. So you have to have a Chelek Lachem on Shavuos, on Shabbos, on Erev Yom Kippur. And, finally, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, everybody agrees that on Purim you have to have a Chelek Lachem. Why on Purim? There are two Gersos in our Gemara. If you look in the Gemara, as we have it printed in our Gemaras, it says, Yimei Mishter V'Simcha Ksiv. The Pasuk says in the Megillah, Yimei Mishter V'Simcha. The simple explanation is the famous Levush. Levush says, why do we have a party, a Suda on Purim? Why don't we have a Suda on Chanukah? He says, on Hanukkah we're in spiritual danger. They wanted to Hellenize the Jews. Therefore, we celebrate in a spiritual way. Kineir mitzvah v'Torah are. On Purim, Haman wanted to physically kill us. We would say we celebrate in a physical way. Therefore, you have to have a party. Yimei Mishter v'Simcha, that's why everybody concurs, even Rabbi Loz, you have to have a party on Purim. That is argues in the Gemara. However, you look in the Shiltos. You look in the Mordechai and Megillah. The Bahad, they had a different text in the Gemara. They had a text in the Gemara. Why do you have to have a party on Purim? Ki yom shenitna b'Torah. It was like the day of Matan Torah. Purim was like the day of Matan Torah. The same way you have to have a party on Shavuos, you have to have a party on Purim. So you see, Purim is also connected to the Torah. What is the connection? This is the famous Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Peches. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Peches relates. It says in Parshas Yisro, Vayisiyatzlu b'tach Yisro. Simple pshuto shel mikras, pshat is, the Jews stood at the foot of Har Sinai. Tachis, under, stood at the foot of Har Sinai. But the Gemara Darshan, they stood under the mountain. Kof aleim har kigigi. Hashem picked up Har Sinai, held up the mountain over the Jews, and said, Rabbasai, you have two options. Either you accept the Torah, I'll put the mountain back, or you don't accept the Torah, I'm dropping the mountain on you. Shom take v'raschem, this is going to be your kever. This is going to be your grave. The Jews quickly decided to accept the Torah, and that's why the Jews accepted the Torah. The Gemara continues. Mikan Modar Rabba Loraisa. There's a hard principle in halacha. Anything that's done by coercion is not halachically valid. So the Jews were coerced to accept the Torah. So why are we obligated to keep the Torah? We were coerced. Says the Gemara, Hadar Kiblu B'nei Achashverosh. The Jews accepted the Torah again in the times of Achashverosh. And then they accepted it willingly. Kimu v'kiblu, Gemara Darshan is the phrase in the Megillah, Kimu v'kiblu k'var. The Jews re-accepted the Torah, and this was willingly. The Gemara has taken that literal explanation, literal value, it's hard to understand. Historically, from the times of Matan Torah until the times of the story of Megillah Esther, all observing the Torah was coerced. We did it even though we weren't obligated. Why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Only from the times of Purim we really accepted it. It's pretty hard to understand. The Meshech Chachma explains as follows. He claims that Gemara does not mean it literally. Hashem picked up the mountain. He says it's an allegory. It's a mashal. It's a mitzvah. He says as follows. At the times of Matan Torah, God's presence was so obvious to the Jews. It was clearly obvious to the Jews. They saw God all around them. They saw miracles. They get man. God spoke to them. God spoke to Moshe. The Jews intellectually could not refuse to accept the Torah under these circumstances. They lived a life where God was all around them. Consequently, under these circumstances, the Jews accepted the Torah. This situation, although not on this level, continued until the Churban Bayis Rishon. Throughout the first Beis HaMikdash, there were Nevi'im. Throughout the first Beis HaMikdash, there was an v'tumim, the Kohen Gadol could ask a question from God. After the first Churban Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, after the Churban, basically this all came to an end. Nevuah basically stopped. The Gemara says in Zvachim that essentially there should not have been any Nevi'im in the Bayis Sheni. Come on, Samach Bei Zomer Al. Just for certain technical reasons, they had to know where to build the Mizbeach. For certain things, Hashem sent Chagai Zachariah Malachi. We know that there was no Urim V'Tumim in the Bayis Sheni. There's a Machlokas Rambam and Raivin in the beginning of the fourth parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, whether it wasn't there or just didn't function. The Urim V'Tumim was that in the Choshen they put Hashem's name. So according to the Raivid, that chain wasn't there. According to the Rambam, it just didn't function. Whatever it is, there wasn't a functional Urim V'Tumim. Basically, the Jews' law lived according to the simple laws of nature. Under such circumstances, the Jews had never agreed to accept the Torah. And this is the time of Megillas Esther. We know there were no supernatural miracles in the whole nation of Megillas Esther. We know Hashem's name does not appear once in the entire Megillah. And if you don't look between the lines of the story, you don't see Hashem. You look, you understand. You see, God is all over. God is running everything. But there's no supernatural miracle. Under these circumstances, the Jews had never agreed to accept the Torah. That's why there had to be a reaccepting of the Torah at this point in history to keep the Torah in the world of Nes Nista. So the Kabbalah of Torah in Har Sinai, when the Jews lived, with clearly, God clearly intervening in their lives and seeing God around. Then the Jews reaccepted the Torah in the times of Megillas Esther. Why? To accept it to follow the Torah in the times when God's presence is not clearly visible, you just have to look a little bit. That is why Purim is a Chag of Kabbalah HaTorah, and that's why you have to have a party the same way you have to have it on Shavuot. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the second paragraph, Daf Chafal Daf Chavet, Ezra Haya Roy Shetina Sein Torah Ayado. Ezra was Roy to the Kabbalah HaTorah like Moshe. But Moshe got there first and accepted it. However, the Gemara says, Ezra changed the letters in the Hebrew alphabet. The letters we have in the Hebrew alphabet were not the letters they used to have. And that's why it's called Ksav Ashuris. Ksav Sha'Allah Alui Tamei Ashur. That's why it's called Mishnah HaTorah Azot. The Gemara Darsh is Ksav HaMasid Lishtanos. The Ksav is going to change. Ezra changed the letters, because this is also a time of Kabbalah HaTorah. Furthermore, on this very phrase, the Rei Shalom Ve'emes, the Rishami says in Megillah that Ma Torah Nitnoli Daresh, Af Esther Nitnoli Daresh. We know there's a basic difference between the Torah and Nach. Nor is the Torah is God's word. God gave a dictation to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe wrote down God's word. The Nevi'im, those are the words of the Navi. The Navi saw a vision. Baruch HaKadosh, he wrote up what he saw. We can't understand anything that the Navi didn't understand because we didn't see it. It's the Navi describing what he saw. Every Navi has his own signal. But the Torah are Hashem's words. The Megillah is not Hashem's words. But nevertheless, the Megillah was written, given on such a high level of Ruach HaKodesh, you can darshan it almost like the Torah. Even things that were maybe not meant by the person who wrote it down, it's written on such a high level. Because why? This is the time of Matan Torah. The Rambam writes in the last halacha of Hilchos Megillah called Sifra and Nevi'im, all the words of the prophets, V'charak Tzuvim Asinim Livato, will become Bato, Rimos HaMashiach. The only thing of all Nach that will be left except the Megillah Esther. V'harei Hi Kayemes L'Bikayim Chamisha Chum Shei Torah like Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebalpeh, Megillas Esther is eternal. Shana B'Teilim Lolam. And he quotes the Pasuk, why? V'zichron L'Yosef Nizalim. The Ravid argues and says, no, all the Nach will remain, we just won't read it in public anymore. You won't have a half Torah. Megillas Esther, you'll read in public. Why? Zichron L'Yosef Nizalim. Why? This is Kabbalah HaTorah. Kabbalah HaTorah is Nitzchi. Kabbalah HaTorah is eternal. That's why Megillas Esther and Purim will always be. Therefore, we see that there is a clear-cut kesher between Purim, Torah, Kabbalah HaTorah. And that explains why the Megillah is like Torah Atzma, you can darshan it, and that's why it requires Sirta. What exactly though is Amita Shel Torah? What is Emes? Amita Shel Torah. Emes is Hashem's Ikar Mida. We know Hashem has many Midah. There's a mitzvah of a halach to bedrachah. One is supposed to emulate Hashem. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deiros, Mahu Rachum, just like God is merciful, we're supposed to be Rachum. Just like God is Kadosh, we're supposed to be Kadosh. We're supposed to emulate Hashem's Midot. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says on the Pasuk, Nasa Odom Kitzalmenu Bidmusein, let us make man in God's image. What is let us make? What's the plural? Hashem made man. So Rashi says, Hashem consulted the Malachim. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, God has many Midos. God created man in His image. Selam Elokim Asar Asar Adon. God created man with all these innate Midos of Kedusha, Rachmanus, and man has to cultivate it. The Midos of Hashem said, Na'as Adam, let us make man in our image, meaning all the Midos of Hashem said that. However, the Ikar Midos of Hashem is Emes. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Nun Hei, Rav Chanina says, Chosomo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Hashem's seal is Emes. Now, we know the Torah is A, Hashem's name. The Ramban writes in his Hakdamah, his Perush on the Torah, that if you take the same letters of the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim, and cut them in different places and make the entire Torah Hashem's name. We also know that Hashem, the Torah is Hashem's Chachma, Hashem's wisdom. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the second parak, that God and His knowledge are one. It's not like we know something on the outside. It's us, the knowledge we know. Hashem and Chochmaso is Echad. Rashi writes in Makos and Yudin the days, on the Pasuk in Shmur, Kasher Yomah, Mashal HaKadmoni. Rashi says the phrase Mashal HaKadmoni refers to the Torah. The Torah is a mashal, a parable about Hashem. Hashem describes Himself on the level that we can understand in the Torah. The more you understand the depth of the Torah, the more you understand Hashem. A human mind cannot totally understand Hashem. Whatever we can understand is through the Torah. So the Torah is what? Hashem's name. If you cut up. Torah is Hashem's Chachma. The Torah is a parable of Hashem. The Ikar Mida of Hashem is Emes. So that is Pshat in Amita Shel Torah. The Torah, which is Hashem's Chachma, His name, description of Hashem, and Hashem is Ikar Mida of Emes, that is Pshat in Amita Shel Torah. And Divrei Shalom, the Emes, refers to, you have to have Sirtut, like the Torah, Kamita Shel Torah. That is the Emes L'Amito, the true truth that one has to accept on Purim. That is all according to Rashi. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Amita Shel Torah is the Mezuzah. That's Yichur O Malchus Shamayim. We know every day we accept O Malchus Shamayim in Kriyashma. In the first parsha, we accept faith in Hashem, loving Hashem. Hashem is one. To believe in Hashem, the Chovas Halavavos. In the second parsha, Vayayim Shema Tishma Mitzvosai, we have Kabbalos Al Mitzvos. The Chovas Ha'Ivar. The Mishnah says in Brachas Adaf Yud Gimel, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcha says, Loma Kadma Parsha Shema Parsha Vayayim Shema. Why do they first Shema and they say Vayayim Shema? In order that the first you should first accept O Malchus Shamayim, and then accept the mitzvot, accepts the belief in God in general, and then accepts the obligation to fulfill the mitzvot. You know, as the Chovas HaVolos says, there are two types of obligations. There's the Chovas HaVolos, what a Jew has to believe. And if a Jew doesn't believe in the right things, the mitzvot don't have their full meaning, they don't have any meaning. You don't believe in Hashem. But it's not enough to believe. It's not enough to be Dati Balev. You have to worship Hashem the way Hashem wants. And you have to do the Torah the way He commands you. And therefore, you also need the Chovas Ha'Ivar. So we also, the Chinuch is ma'arich on this in his mitzvah of Shviras Etzem, where you have to do the mitzvah of Ma'asiyot. So, you have to have both what we believe in and what we have to do. That's the first parasha, it's Kabbalah O Malchus Shamayim. The second parasha is Kabbalah O Mitzvah. On Purim, Hodr Kiblu B'Me'ach HaShverosh. On Purim, we re-accepted the Torah. We re-accepted these two things. Belief in Hashem, seeing Hashem all around and following Hashem. We also agreed to what? To follow Hashem's mitzvah. These are the two parshiyot which are in the mezuzah. What's in the mezuzah? The parsha of Shema and the parsha of Vehayayim Shema. These are the parshiyot we write in the mezuzah, and these are the parshiyot that the Megillah is like, Kamitash al Torah, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Megillah has to have suited like the mezuzah, because basically the mezuzah represents what we have to accept on Purim. We have to accept O Malchus Shamayim, we have to accept Kabbalah's all mitzvahs, and through that accept to follow the entire Torah. Mishbizocha, this poem to Mikabo, the Torah, Mikabo Omach Hushamayim, and Mizocha to Mikhaim the Mitzvah.